USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he was misled and is livid about the police response to the Uvalde school shooting massacre.
There are people who deserve answers the most, and those are the families whose lives have been destroyed. They need answers.
The Republican governor telling reporters every bit of information he was given from investigators on Thursday was wrong. Police admitted they waited for nearly an hour for reinforcements before breaching the classroom door where the gunman was holed up. The Department of Public Safety admitting it was the wrong decision. This Memorial Day weekend is expected to be the busiest since the pandemic hit. Despite gas prices being historically high, over 39 million people plan to travel by car. That's up almost 5% from last year. USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Dr. Mehmet Oz is declaring victory in Pennsylvania's Republican U.S. Senate nomination race. Trump-backed Oz making the announcement over social media, even though a full recount is underway with his primary opponent, David McCormick.
I am blessed to have earned the presumptive Republican nomination for the United States Senate.
Trump previously urging Oz to declare victory in the primary, saying if he didn't, he would be cheated out of a chance to win. All 67 of Pennsylvania's counties must start their recount by June 1st. Ukrainian President Zelensky wants the governments of Western nations to impose tougher sanctions on Moscow to end its war on Ukraine. In a late-night address Thursday, Zelensky saying the ongoing destruction and death could be stopped if what he called the powers that be did not play around with Russia but really pressed to end the war. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
President Biden addresses graduates at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland, while Russian forces continue to invade Ukraine. The president saying Russian President Vladimir Putin is overseeing a brutal war in Ukraine.
Not only is he trying to take over Ukraine, he's literally trying to wipe out the culture and identity of the Ukrainian people. Attacking schools, nurseries, hospitals, museums, with no other purpose.
Actor Johnny Depp is suing his ex-wife, Amber Heard, for defamation after she claimed to be a victim of domestic abuse in a 2018 published opinion article. At the courthouse in Fairfax, Virginia on Friday, Depp's attorney, Camille Vasquez, urges the jury to find Heard responsible.
When Mr. Depp brought this case for defamation, Ms. Heard went all in. She spun a story of shocking, overwhelming, brutal abuse. She came into this courtroom prepared to give the performance of her life, and she gave it.
That trial now in the hands of the jury. The busy holiday travel weekend is well underway, and for those taking to the skies, at least one airline is bracing for a possible travel nightmare. Delta is cutting summer flights starting this Memorial Day. The company reporting COVID issues, staffing shortages, and weather will likely cause many disruptions. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.